Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services. Well, this Sabbath, we're going to cover several different topics. We'll cover some things in news, and then we will look at some other things a little later on. Now, first of all, let me just read part of this email that was sent to me. Okay. It reads this way. When we get 100 million, that's 100 million willing Christians to bond together, voice their concerns, and vote, we can take back America with God's help. And that's what the evangelicals are trying to do. Now, we don't know how their efforts will go in this coming election. However, here's something that we need to understand. This helps answer the question, how did we get to where we are today? In 1952, President Truman established the Day of Prayer. 1988, President Reagan designated the first Thursday in May of each year as the National Day of Prayer. In June 2007, then-presidential candidate Barack Hussein Obama declared that the USA was no longer a Christian nation. Very interesting. This year, President Obama canceled the 21st annual National Day of Prayer ceremony at the White House by saying that we don't want to offend anyone. But on September 25th, from 4 a.m. to 7 p.m., a National Day of Prayer for the Muslim religion was held on Capitol Hill beside the White House. There were 50,000 Muslims in Washington, D.C. that day. And he prayed with them. I guess it doesn't matter if Christians are offended by this event. We obviously don't count anyone anymore. The direction this country is headed should strike fear in the heart of every Christian, especially knowing that the Muslim religion believes that Christians cannot be converted should be annihilated. Okay? So, says send it on to 10 people. All right. Now, this shows how we've gotten rid of God. When you get rid of God, see, let's come back here to Hosea 4. This tells us some very important things. And this also ties in with the latest news that has been on the news now for 3 days. Hosea, the fourth chapter. Hosea 4. See, because people don't understand this, that when you go against God, he doesn't come out of heaven and strike you down, necessarily. Now, there have been some cases of that. However, God knows, because he has created his laws, and they are spiritual, and they apply all the time to everybody everywhere, then the sins of the people will just accumulate more and more and more and more, and their sins will end up being the punishment that comes upon them. While at the same time, everyone still thinks he's doing right. So, we're going to read a couple of descriptions of Israel, which are actually prophetic for us today. Verse 1, Hosea 4. Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Yes, we want to give all of the criminals mercy, and the ones that should be executed, give them mercy and let them go. But notice how this ties right in with our society today. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Do we have that? And think about all the abortions. Now, in the sermon that you, one of the sermons that you will receive pretty quickly if you haven't already received it, was by Michael Heiss, who gave a message down at the Feast of Tabernacles. It's called Blood Avenger / Redeemer. And one of the reasons why Christ is going to come back in such power and fury is because he's avenging the blood of the saints, the prophets, and the innocents who have been killed. Now here's what happens. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yea, the fish of the sea shall be taken away. And you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Well, that's exactly what's happening. On the way up, I was listening to the news, and all of the wonderful Sunday-keeping preachers down in Oakland, where they have, you know, the Occupy Oakland, where they've had the fires and the looting and the burning and the stealing and the rapes. Wonderful demonstration of obedient citizens, you would think of. They came down there, and today they're trying to make it peaceful. And they're trying to heal the problems that occurred because of the sit-ins. Well, they're not going to do it. And they're all 100% for what the people are rioting against. But here's what happens. Think of this. Many different ways that this happens along with it. You can add in drugs. You can add in the way that we're living. You can add in, you know, the financial crises and things like that that are going on, where they have to cut back on police and firemen and so forth. It's like the one town in Alabama that they just ran out of money. And so all the retired teachers and policemen and firemen came and protested before the city council. They said, we don't have any money. But the city council was the one who agreed to the terms of the unions, and the unions were the ones who were demanding of it. And no one has any thought as to what's going to happen when the money runs out. So verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, see, because they reject God. People don't have knowledge of right and wrong. Because you have rejected knowledge. It's not a matter of lack of knowledge because they're ignorant. It's a matter of lack of knowledge because they reject it. And the very thing that they reject is what they need to keep these things from happening. That is the word of God. So, here is a living principle. You reject God, he will reject you. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. And remember, the original mission that Israel was given there in Exodus 19 was that they were to be a kingdom of priests for God to go into the whole world and teach them God's way. And since God made his covenant with them, God did not go to other people. He didn't go to any other nation. Verse 7, as they increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. And you see, all of those who are trying to bring this nation back to where it was are saying, well, if we do this, if we do that, if we do the other thing, and there's no national call of repentance. There is no way of straightening it out. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. Now, we'll talk about this a little later here when we read some other scriptures. And it has become like people, like priest. It's like what's happening down there in Oakland today. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. That's exactly what is happening today. They shall eat and not have enough. Yes, we'll all get overweight too because of the nature of the food and the nature of the medicines, the nature of everything that we do to the land and the environment. See, it all adds up. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, incremental of this, incremental of that, defining deviancy down, eliminating sin. They commit whoredom and not increase because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart, so they're not able to think. They have no understanding. They don't have the compassion they ought to have. Look at this situation at Penn State that unfolded this last week, where one of the assistant coaches was performing sodomy right in the shower at the Penn State locker room where the football players got ready for their games. Now, Penn State has 110,000 out there in the stadium every year, every game. Don't you think that brings a lot of money? So they didn't handle it. He should have been fired right on the spot. He should have been turned into the police right on the spot. But what happens? They didn't. So it kept going. Now, they're probably going to find that this man violated many boys, but he's out on bail, and the students are rioting for the coach because he was fired. And in an interview with a couple of, as the Bible says, empty-headed women, a couple of young female students there, they had no thought for the boy. They had no thought for what is right. All they wanted was to reinstitute the coach, Paterno, Joe Paterno, so he could coach the last game. Well, trustees and board of directors had to fire him. But where will this lead? How's the punishment going to be meted out? Okay. Well, rather than seeking advice from God. Verse 12. They seek advice from their wooden stocks, and their rod declares to them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray, and they've gone a-whoring away from under their gods. This is why one of the first things that Satan always does is to try and get people involved in illicit sex and try and get things defining deviancy down. Now, in San Francisco, they're seeking permission to have eat in a naked cafe and have the naked cafe right on the street. No sense, no understanding, nothing but lust and greed. Verse 14, will I not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, or your wives when they commit adultery? Even the men themselves go aside with whores, and they sacrifice with temple prostitutes. The people who do not understand shall fall. Now, how many times does God have to give warning? You know, I've said several times, why don't you just read through the whole book of Jeremiah? And you read through and you see how God pleaded with the children of Israel. He says, what is this you're doing? Why don't you return? But you see, all nations degenerate and they come to a point where the overpowering perversion of sex and crime and Satan and demonism all combine together, see. And as I pointed out on the transhumanism sermons, that they now understand that behind the physical cells in our bodies that keeps them running is something that has to be spirit. So rather than seek God, they are seeking spirits, ghost shows, witches. And there are 2 billion witches in America right now that are registered. How does that compare with the churches of God? Come here to Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah 6. Now, Jeremiah 6, let's begin here in verse 12. Jeremiah 6, verse 13, instead of verse 12. Okay. For everyone from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, is greedy for gain. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now, it was reported that Oakland, trying to handle this, Occupy Oakland, the fire, the shooting, and all of the rebellious, disobedient with drugs, rape, everything going on. Well, they're trying to express their right, so they ask other police departments to help them, and they were turned down with a caveat: if we come, it's $1,000 per day per policeman. And then they responded back, Well, if you do hire us, the $1,000 a day is just the starting point. Oh, speaking of priests, even one of a Church of God. Local minister indicted for tax evasion charges. A Union, Kentucky minister was indicted Thursday by a federal grand jury for attempting to evade thousands of dollars in income taxes. The indictment alleges Ronald E. Wineland, 62. Now, he's the one who claimed that he was one of the two prophets and his wife was the other one. You ask the question, why does God let these things happen? Just like I started out. The penalty automatically comes in the time that God determines. He attempted to evade taxes in the amount of $357,065 over a period of 5 years starting in 2005. His fatal mistake was he opened a Swiss bank account. And now the Swiss bank accounts of Americans must be reported to the IRS. And everyone that has a Swiss bank account is going to be audited. You know, it gets back to Numbers 23:32 or 32:23. Be sure your sins will find you out. Always happen. Verse 14. They have also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? That includes all sodomy and bestiality and all the things that they're doing. Throw in there all the scientific investigation into transhumanism. Throw in there genetically modified foods. Throw in there all of the destruction of people because of the prescription drugs that they have. All of it. Consider everything. Consider the neglect of the parents toward the children, the neglect of the children toward the parents. No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be cast down. Now, God always gives warnings. He always gives punishment to come along. And sooner or later, it catches up with everyone, doesn't it? Give you an example, little sleight of hand. President Johnson, in 1960, I think it was 8, if I recall correctly, in order to make the budget balance, maybe it was 64, between 64 and 68, he took Social Security trust funds and mixed it into the regular budget, so there would not be a deficit. And from that time, Congress has been putting IOUs into the trust fund, so there is nothing left but a stack of IOUs. So what do we have today? The whole nation is going to go the way of that little old town in Alabama. We're out of money. Even the state of Ohio is there. We're out of money. All the union workers want their wages. They want totally public paid benefits of health and retirement without having to contribute a penny. And then they always rig the rules so the old timers will be sure and get maximum retirement by doing this. The last 3 years before they retire is one of the bases that in many of the contracts they figure out what to pay them for retirement. So all the old-timers get the overtime so that in the last 3 years, the majority of them are making well over $100,000 a year. So rather than accepting the fact that they have to take care of the finances now and you have to pay for a portion of your retirement and a portion of your health benefits, The unions poured in all kinds of money into the state of Ohio, and they ran a vote against what the legislature had passed to cause all the public service unions to pay part of their retirement and part of their health plans. So the people, along with the unions, voted that down 69%. Now, they also went to the other extreme, which really is the same kind of vote. See? Greed. They had another ballot measure that was passed 69% to 31% that the citizens of Ohio could not be forced to pay health care premiums to the government. So this shows, what can you say? One defies the other, that both would pass the way that they did, because here they say 69%, we don't want to have to pay for health care ourselves. Government can't take it out. Now, everyone says, well, that's a victory for the Republicans. No, it wasn't, because it's the same attitude as it was for the firemen and the public service union employees. They don't want anything taken out of their paycheck to pay for their retirement and benefits. The same thing. All covetousness. All greed. So Governor Kasich had to stand up and say, well, folks, I accept the vote. You voted it. But don't come to the state for any money. We're broke. We have no money. All you municipalities and counties out there are going to have to take care of it your own. So what they're going to do is put on the ballot tax increases for the county or the city, and guess what? The citizens are going to vote it down. Covetousness. From the least to the great, they all deal falsely. Verse 16, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Is that what they say? Yes, indeed. Also, I set watchmen over them, saying, hearken to the sound of the ram's horn. Now, that's a sound of alarm, a sound of war. Have we heard a lot of alarms, economically speaking, societally speaking, criminal law speaking? You know, they were talking on the news about this situation in Penn State, and it was brought up. All these pedophiles out there. There are thousands of them. If you don't believe there are, you go on a Google search and look for sexual predators and pedophiles in your community, because they all have to register. So there's some right near you. But even though they've been caught, arrested, prosecuted, and let go, when they get out again, they go online and they start being predators again for underage boys and girls. Have you seen the CNBC documentary on that? Where what they do, they run a sting operation. And they catch these men who deliberately are trying to solicit 13, 14, 12-year-old, 15-year-old for sex, male and female. Some of them drive several hundred miles to come to the house, but it's a setup. So they get the picture of them, and the moderator comes out, and he asks them, why are you here? Oh, just to talk. Then he said, well, I have this transcript here. He reads them part of the transcript, and then they start saying, well, I know it was wrong, but I didn't intend any harm. Well, you see, this is multiplied over and over and over and over and over again to where one of the, you know, like the Penn State incident occurred, because they don't want to walk in the old paths, and they don't want to do what God says. God says they should be executed. so you keep the evil out of the land. Likewise, cruel and unusual punishment is life in prison. God said, execute those who are worthy of death, execute them. Since we don't, our prisons are full. We're running out of tax money. You see, the penalties come along right away. They wouldn't hearken. Now, hearken means listen to obey. And when you're going through and reading the book of Jeremiah, please note how many times God says, you didn't obey my voice. Verse 18, therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Now, the congregation happens to be the remnant of the church of God. Hear, O earth. Now, how many times do we hear heaven and earth concerning the word of God? And Jesus saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. And if their thoughts are only evil continually, guess what's going to happen? Because they have not hearkened to my words, nor to my law, but have rejected it. Now, it's amazing how these things are going to come. Let's come back here to Isaiah, the first chapter. Same thing. And how many times did God plead with them? He even told them that if they would stop killing their children and offering them to Moloch, and if they would keep the Sabbath, they wouldn't go into captivity. Here, Isaiah, the first chapter. Let's go there. Isaiah, the first chapter. See, everyone wants the blessings. Everyone wants the monetary reward. See, but it doesn't come through sin and through demands. It comes through loving God and serving Him. So, here's another time. This happened over and over and over again. Okay? Look at the length of time that these things were right in verse 1 of Isaiah, the first chapter. The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Long period of time. They were warned. Now, we read in Jeremiah 6 where he says, hear, O earth. Notice what he says here in verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Heaven and earth. For the Lord has spoken, I have reared and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. And you can read in the book of Judges and the book of 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, all of the prophecies for the minor prophets. Now he says, we're more stupid than cattle. The ox knows his owner, the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. A sinful nation, a people burdened with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They have gone away backward. And the way things are going to line up, be careful how they're lined up, see, because it's going to come in a way not expected. It's going to come one after the other. Financial problems, natural disasters. Look how many we had this year. Record number of tornadoes. What did we have the year before? Record number of hurricanes. What did Texas go through? Texas and Oklahoma. Record drought. So when you read Deuteronomy 28, all of those things are happening all across with all the children of Israel. So he says, you know, how do you like all your sin and punishment you're receiving? You want the pain and agony to stop? All right, God says here, why should you be stricken anymore? Will you revolt more and more? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the top of the head, there is no soundness in it, only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed nor bound up nor soothed with ointment. and you can't even get the things done in the government and in the churches to begin to make a dent in all of these problems. See, that's why. Now, I know that these things are difficult to listen to and go through. I understand that. But unless we understand what is coming, how will we be prepared? Not only prepared in a physical way, but how are we going to be prepared in a spiritual way, in an emotional way, and in for the difficulties that are coming? I just had a Perry moment there for a second. Okay. Verse 7, your country is a desolation. Your cities are burned with fire. We've had that here in California, haven't we? They've had it in Texas. They had it in Oklahoma. Strangers devour your land right in your very presence. Are they not buying it? Yes, they are. Yes, indeed. And it is wasted, is overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, like a hut in a garden of cucumbers, like a besieged city. Someone asked me, what is it, you know, there with like a hut in a garden of cucumbers? It means that you just let everything grow wild. You don't take care of everything, and pretty soon everything is all overgrown. Remember one time in Idaho, I think I've mentioned this before, we left to go on vacation, and we were in a joint project with a couple of other brethren up there for a garden. And when we were gone for the 2 weeks, the only thing that happened was that it was irrigated. When we came back, the whole garden was overgrown with morning glories. And once those get a hold, you can't stop it. So we had virtually nothing out of that garden. So this is a good description of it. Okay? Now here's the hope. Here is the hope, and the hope is got to be the brethren of the churches of God. And so even within the churches of God, there needs to be a change in our own particular lives. You know, we're living into the most convenient time in the whole world. It's cold, you get up in the morning and say, oh, it's cold. Turn on the heat. You need food, you go down to the supermarket, and there's everything you want there. And it's always been there. You know, like the anti-killing of animals, some lame brain in San Francisco wrote, put a little comment in the paper, if you want beef, don't kill the animals, go to the store and buy it. My suggestion, all right? My suggestion for those who don't believe in fur coats and leather boots, leather shoes, because you're killing animals, you need to get a one-way ticket to the first town north of the Arctic Circle. And you need to live there and find out what it's like to live in the cold and to understand why God gave animals for clothing, who, by the way, God himself, after the sin of Adam and Eve, did what? Made them clothing from goat skin, right? Okay? All right, back to the small remnant. We would have been as Sodom and we would have become like Gomorrah. Is that telling us perhaps maybe that's why we haven't had any nuclear terrorist attacks? I do not know. But you see, you read about the churches of God in Revelation 2 and 3, and that tells you the churches of God have a lot of work to do to clean up their own act, don't they? Because we are not all yielding to God the way that we ought to. So he says here, verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, rulers of Sodom, and give ear to the law of our God, people of Gomorrah. What is the purpose of the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Now, the sacrifice is going to start the 25th of November. That's the onslaught to the stores to buy the gifts, to celebrate Christmas, to honor God while they satiate themselves with everything that they want. See, come to God and say, oh, this is wonderful. You know, it would almost be incredible if a large number of people would come to understand we've been deceived. And remember this, Satan always begins with a benefit or with humor. Always. That's why all children are indoctrinated by Walt Disney and cartoons. Their minds are already programmed for witchcraft, already programmed for doing things the way of the world. And then they go to school, and by the time they're 12 years old, like in New York City, it's mandatory that they be taught every perverted sex act under the sun because their parents have neglected them and the schools have to deal with the consequences there. But the schools also promote it because the teachers also have sex with their students. Yet they're religious. So bring no more vain sacrifices here. Verse 12. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to trample my courts? That was when the temple was still standing. And what did they do? Oh, well, we got to improve on what God does. Let's have a little corner over here for Moloch, and let's have a little corner over here for Baal. And, oh, yes, we need to put an idol up here, you know, right over the gate, just so that we can please everybody. We don't want these other people to be offended, see? Well, there's no way you're not going to offend the Punisher with the sword and the Avenger that is living within the land right now today. And if you can't figure that out, then I can't help you. He said, verse 13, bring no more vain sacrifices, incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, and I just wrote a paper on the new moon and the Sabbath, because there are those out there set to destroy the Sabbath while they're saying they found a better way on how to calculate the Sabbath. Now, I'm going to have to give a separate video on that to go with our calendar things. This is why. You need to study. You need to pray. You need to be diligent in what you are doing, because not only are the things in the world, but there will be things within the churches of God where there are going to be the tares. There are going to be the ones that have snuck in. They're going to be the ones who have been infiltrators to take down. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assembly, I cannot endure iniquity along with the solemn assembly. Your new moons, your appointed feast, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. Now we're going to have all of these ceremonies, aren't we? Yes, we're doing Christmas for the sake of children. Yes, all these lies are good white lies. And we all have a good time. And besides, I like all the things that I get. And besides, the children are all excited. God says, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, I will, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. So what should the nation do? Anyone want to turn around this nation? Are the people even willing to do it? What sort of condition do they have to get into to be willing to hear? Because if someone really, 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 really preached the truth to them, they would reject it. How about someone going up to Bill O'Reilly and saying, Bill, you think you're a good Catholic, you think you're a good Christian, and you have fought for the right to have manger scenes in the city square, and you denounce anyone who says they shouldn't be there as being against God. Well, why don't you take your Dalai version of the Bible, and why don't you read about idolatry and read in Jeremiah 10 about the Christmas tree? See? All of those things. Well, I wonder what his reaction would be. Would he say, Oh, that's right. By the way, I have to let everybody know on my Bill O'Reilly show that this is not right before God. How about all the churches? Well, they have all their Christmas drives right now, don't they, huh? Would they listen? So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back.